The WPIL 4A softball championship game features number 1 Elizabeth Forward and number 2 Hampton. The Warriors making their fourth appearance in 2018, the Talbots for the first time ever. Tied 2-2 in the fifth against number 4 Chartiers Valley, EF scored 5 times over the next 2 innings. Carly Sukup broke the tie with an RBI grounder to short. Julia Johnson followed with an RBI grounder to third. Sukup added a sac fly in the sixth, with Addie Niggett's base hit setting a 7-2 final score. Winning pitcher Shelby Telegdi allowed 2 runs over 6 innings but left with a finger injury on her pitching hand. Hampton freshman Marissa Snyder singled in a pair of runs in each of the first 2 innings. Charlotte Long homered to open the third, and Snyder finished off a 5-inning no-hitter with a line out to right in the Talbots' 10-0 run rule win over Blackhawk. The WJPA Sports Network, in conjunction with Greensports.net, is proud to be here at Penn West University, California's Lilly Field, with the WPIL 4A Softball Championship on the line. Number 1, Elizabeth Forward. Number 2, Hampton. It's coming your way next here on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
He's going to take it himself for a championship!
Good afternoon from Penn West, California's Lilly Field, and the 2024 WPIL Softball Championships coming your way shortly. The 4A title game between the top 2 seeds, Elizabeth Forward and Hampton. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with Nate Rigotti and our NFHS network crew. Jason Tennant's our floor director, Eric Bennett, Brandon Bennett, and Brett Gambita on camera this afternoon. EF making a habit of this championship game thing. The Warriors making a fourth appearance since 2018. But Harry Rutherford's squad only title game win came in 2019. Went on to the state finals that year as well. Hampton has never been here before and will go to the state playoffs next week for just the third time ever. Talbot's win over Nauk was the school's first in the quarters since 2007. Today's game on the NFHS Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, and by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Elizabeth Forward comes in with a record of 19-1, about half of those wins before their only loss, that to 6A top seed Hempfield, though Hempfield did not make the WPIL finals, upset in the semis, and then about that many wins on the backside as well, including playoff wins against West Mifflin and Chartiers Valley. For Hampton, a strong start to the year. But when the calendar turned from April to May, has not been as strong. 3 losses of the 4 happened since May 1st, losing to Chartiers Valley, to 5A number 5 Shaler, and to 5A 3 seed West Allegheny before the playoffs. But strong offensive outputs from Nauk and against Nauk and Blackhawk, 11-2 and 10-0 wins to get to the championship game for the first time ever. 1-2, second time today we have 1-2 matchups in the championship round. Earlier today, Neshiannik, a 3-0 win against Bentworth as the Lancers win for the third straight time. Just a little bit ago here, a 7-run sixth inning for the one seed Armstrong Riverhawks to knock off number 10 Thomas Jefferson 9-3. Armstrong winning its second WPIL championship. Elizabeth Forward coming in looking for their second title. They won the title in 2019 and have made 7 and now will be 8 trips to the state tournament since 2007. Hampton will go to the states for just the third time, and they are coming into today's game looking for their first ever WPIL softball championship. Hello, Nate Rigotti.
Hi, Bob Gregg. Looking forward to our third game of the afternoon. Should be a good one between 1 and 2. Excited to see this Elizabeth Forward team becoming a perennial powerhouse in WPIL softball. The Warriors continue to show up here to Lilly Field.
And in back here this strong, I mean, when you think about EF, you think about Armstrong, you think about teams like that. They just keep coming back to this level and looking for WPIL championships. Neshiannik, Union, Seneca Valley's coming back into the title game. That'll happen tomorrow. Chartiers Houston, we cut our teeth in the internet broadcasting world with Chartiers Houston going to the finals year after year after year. And now Union has been doing that. Neshiannik's been doing that. So, this field this year, the 12 teams this year, probably has the best crop of teams making a first ever appearance here in the championship games.
So. No doubt about it. Love seeing Bentworth. They fell short today against Neshiannik, but what a historic season for the Bearcats.
Yep, their best season ever, going to the state playoffs for a second time in this century. And they'll be on the road when the state tournament opens. But we'll take a look at, Elizabeth Forward. I have at 19-1, and the winner of this game will host the District 3 third-place finisher. That will either be Big Spring or Northern Lebanon, those two playing about right now for that third place out of District 3. The loser of this game will play the 6-8-10 regional, sub-regional champion. That's either District 6, 8, or 10. And that game being played this afternoon as well. Belfont and St. Mary's are playing this afternoon. And the winner of that game gets the loser of our upcoming Elizabeth Forward and Hampton matchup. Chance here. Let's join and do the same thing as Matt Kiefer. Go to lineups, starting lineups. First of all, for the Hampton Talbots, 17-4 under Katie Hederman. And our thanks to both of these head coaches for getting us notes and info, Katie Hederman and Harry Rutherford. We certainly appreciate that. For Hampton, leading off will be the shortstop Charlotte Lom, followed by right fielder Brooke Marjanovic and the catcher Mackenzie Reese. First baseman Caitlin Doobie will bat fourth, followed by third baseman Eliza Michelli and the center fielder Jesse Lang. Designated player Cassie Vittick in the seventh spot, followed by the pitcher Marissa Snyder and second baseman Addie Hanna. The flex player is the left fielder Kara Ibenson. So again, top down for Hampton, it's Law, Marjanovic, and Reese on top. Doobie, Michelli, and Lang in the middle. Vittick, Snyder, and Hanna on the bottom, with the flex player Ibenson. For Elizabeth Forward at 19-1, their shortstop Julia Resnick will lead off, followed by pitcher Shelby Telegdi and the first baseman Carly Sukup. Third baseman Addie Niggett hitting in the four spot, followed by second baseman Berlin Holabaugh and the designated player Julia Johnson. Batting seventh and catching is Olivia Grimm, followed by the left fielder Aubriana Simba and the center fielder Hannah Evans. Madison Best is the flex player out in right field. Top down for Harry Rutherford's Elizabeth Forward Warriors. It's Resnick, Telegdi, and Sukup on top. Niggett, Holabaugh, Johnson in the middle. Grimm, Simba, and Evans on the bottom, with the flex player Best playing in right field. One loss on the year, a 2-1 setback for Elizabeth Ford. That on April 22nd to Hempfield. The three losses for Hampton coming down the stretch. Chartiers Valley 1-0, Shaler 11-7, and West Allegheny 8-0. That on May the 10th. But after being shut out in that last regular season game, the Talbots have found their bats. 11-2 over Nauk and 10-0 in a game we called here on NFHS up at the North Allegheny in the semifinals.
Yeah, they really haven't been challenged in the playoffs. Big wins over Nauk and Blackhawk, like you said. Elizabeth Forward hasn't really ran away with anything. They did beat West Mifflin 10-0, but just a 7-2 win over Chartiers. But this Elizabeth Forward team, one run away from being undefeated on the year. They lost to what was considered maybe one of the top teams in the state before getting upset in the semifinals in Hempfield, 2-1 in non-section action back at the end of April.
Five straight tournaments to the state playoffs for Elizabeth Ford. Lost in the first round in 18, went to the state finals in 2019 after winning the WPIO championship. Then in 21, third place district finish, went to the state quarters. Finals in 22 here, went to this, lost in the first round at states. And then in 2023, third place WPIO finish and on to the state semifinals. Obviously, EF would like to up that game and get back to the state finals for the second time in their history. But it's a long road ahead between that and where we are starting off today. Umpiring at home plate will be Robert Germano, Thomas Schaefer at first base, Jerry Jones at second. No, not that Jerry Jones. And Jeff Wren will umpire at third. We'll get to the first pitch in today's 4A WPIL softball championship game when we come back on the NFHS Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Elizabeth Forward taking the field. Shelby Telegdy will be in the circle. Olivia Grimm behind the plate. Carly Sukup at first. Berlin Holabaugh at second. Addie Niggett at third. And Julia Resnick at short. Simba Evans and Best, the outfield from left around to right.
Telegdy in the circle, an ERA that's under one, had nine strikeouts in the semis. Was not her best outing, threw up over 100 pitches. A little bit of an issue with the hand, also some leg stiffness. Excited to see her get back to her regular form in the circle here this afternoon.
Charlotte Lom, we saw, hit a solo home run in that win against against Blackhawk. Was pretty quick work. Four in the first, four in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, and perfect game. I'm sorry, no hitter, not perfect game, but Marissa Snyder with the no hitter and also drove in for the 10 runs. And pretty good afternoon up at the North Allegheny. I'm figuring you'll take that just about any time you can get it. Five-inning no-hitter?
No doubt.
The PIAL 4A softball championship about to get underway.
It's been a great year for Hampton. First outright section title in the school's history. Drop down from 5A, second year in 4A now for the Talbots.
Gonna look directly into the sun for most of the game here, partner.
It's all right.
First pitch to Lom. This is low and outside, ball one.
So usually fields are set up so nobody's looking into the sun. It usually goes from like first base to third base. But
Tlegley deals. It's a called strike to even the count at 1-1. Law, Marjanovic, and Reese to lead off. Pitch outside for ball two.
These two teams faced off last year in the playoffs. A quarterfinal win for Elizabeth Forward to eliminate Hampton a year ago.
2-1, swung on and missed. Good elevation there on the fastball from Tlegde. And that's a pitch he just wants to work all day long. Climbed the ladder and went even higher with the 2-2 fastball, but that fills the count at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lom lifts it foul and out of play.
Lom headed to Albany after her high school career.
Hitting .514 on the season, including 17 extra base hits, 8 doubles, 6 triples, 3 home runs, but now a strikeout, just the 6th of the year by the leadoff batter for Hampton. Brooke Marjanovic comes to the plate now.
Lefty.
Jenovich takes the first pitch for a called strike.
Tlegde's all around the zone, man. She's throwing strikes.
Well, and the thing about being in the zone is you get the umpire used to calling that, and you get sometimes those edge pitches, strike two called.
Right on the money there.
Get those edge pitches because he expects you to be in the zone. No balls and two strikes to Marjanovic. Righty deals. Check swing. I'm surprised we're not going to get an appeal there. Now we are going to get an appeal. And the answer is no from Jeff Wren, the third base umpire. Yeah. Marjanovic stuck the bat out there to take a look. Comes the 1-2. Lifted foul off the netting. An extreme outfield shift for Elizabeth Forward. The center fielder Evans is in left center. Ball tap foul. And the left fielder Simba can't be more than 5 feet inside the left field line. And both of them shortened way up. That leaves Madison Best to cover the other two-thirds of the outfield. Slap down the third baseline, gets down foul before shortstop Resnick could get close. Good effort by both Resnick and the third baseman Niggett. Niggett's playing 15 feet in front of the bag.
I was going to say, the way with Resnick playing in the hole with short, Niggett playing way up in front of the bag, Resnick had a better shot at that one.
Another slap foul, this one off the netting.
Resnick not really playing in the hole, though. As the pitch comes in, she takes a couple steps up. She's playing almost even with the bases, I would say. Maybe even a step or two in front of them.
Well, second baseman Holabaugh is probably a step and a jump to the circle.
But look at the center fielder way in, too.
Ball hit in the air to center, and Evans is going to chase this one and got it in the glove but couldn't hold it. That ball hit the straightaway center. I mean deadline straightaway center.
Well, I just made the comment about how Evans was playing almost behind the shortstop and way up and in. You know, that was the read on Mirjanovic as the lefty, maybe expecting more of a slap than a true hit. Well, Mirjanovic just rockets this one into deadaway center, and Evans playing up, maybe expecting that slap, couldn't get back to the position. If she's playing where she is right now, prepared for Reese at the plate, she makes that catch no problem.
Yeah, she really, if she playing where she is right now, she doesn't have to move.
Right. There was a shift there clearly for Mirjanovic.
Yeah, as we talked about early in the at-bat, that it was the center fielder in left center and short, and the left fielder Simba on the line. So a double in and out of the glove. And, I mean, it would have been a tremendous play if Evans sticks the landing, but did not. Batter is Mackenzie Reese. Takes pitch three outside. Reese, good game in the semifinal. A couple of runs driven in with a first inning double and a second inning sack fly. Chance here to drive a run in. Four pitch walk, though. Two on, one out.
Now Reese headed to pit, leads the team with a 5.25 average. Don't want to throw anything right down the plate at her. She's going to hit it.
Now, here's the thing. You know, we've seen this in a couple of games. Teams with early opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. Caitlin Doobie stands in. First pitch. This is outside for a ball from Telegdi. A fly ball double and a walk after a strikeout opened the frame. Really comfortable when that wind isn't blowing here. Swinging
sure is.
A foul tip. The best crowd of the day early today for the Bentworth and Neshannock game, and a good crowd for the T.J. Armstrong. Nice crowd here right now from Elizabeth Ford and Hampton. Pitch over the heart of the plate, taken for strike two. Our broadcast vantage point is directly on a line over second base. The pitching rubber right into home plate. 1-2, runs away. Two balls and two strikes. Hampton Talbots scored double digits in each of their two playoff games to get here. Looking to get the party started in the top of the first. Two balls, two strikes. Telegdi's pitch misses up and away for ball three, and catcher Grimm's going to the circle on a run.
Yeah, he just had the four-pitch walk issued to Reese. Now you got a full count here to Doobie. Don't want to load the bases with a walk here. Just got to calm down here if you're Telegdi. Got that first strikeout of Loam to lead off the inning, but then the double and the walk, and now facing a 3-2 count.
13 teams made the bracket. First round byes for 1, 2, and 3. Elizabeth Forward, Hampton, and Indiana. Chartiers Valley was the 4 seed. Montour 5. Those two made it through their quarters. The 6 was Bell Vernon. Lost in the opening round to Blackhawk. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball down around the knees in the strike zone. Second strikeout for the right-hander Telegdi. Two outs, and the batter now, Eliza Michelli. Blackhawk, after upsetting Indiana, after upsetting Bell Vernon in the first round, did the double take there and knocked out the three-seed Indiana, but could not get by the two Hampton. First pitch swung on and missed by Michelli. Oh-1. Outside, way off the mark. Catcher Grimm coming up out of the crouch to get wide and make the grab. Be interesting to see what adjustments to that shift we get from Coach Rutherford. Outfield playing straight up since the Mirjanovic at bat. Pitch misses away as well. Two balls and a strike. Center fielder Evans is playing shallow again. Swing and a miss. Big cut from Michelli. Came up empty. Two balls, two strikes, two on and two out. Top of the first inning. The Hampton Talbots. Ground ball rolled to first in the glove onto the bag. Carly Sukup handles the roller. The side is retired. No runs, a hit, a walk, and two left on. We played half an inning. It's Hampton nothing. Elizabeth Forward coming to bat here on the NFHS Network. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Set the defense for the Hampton Talbots. Marissa Snyder in the circle. Mackenzie Reese catching. Caitlin Doobie at first. Addie Hanna at second. Eliza Michelli at third. And Charlotte Lom, the shortstop. Kara Ivinson in left. Jesse Lang center. And Brooke Marjanovic is the right fielder. We play seven innings. Tied after that. Then we'll go to extras. We've not been there yet today. Game can be shortened to three or four innings by a 15-run margin. Can be shortened to five or six innings by a 10-run margin. We haven't had either of those today either.
Hey, man, you get to the championship game, you don't want to see a 10-run game. You're here for the top two teams. You expect a great game. We've had two really good games, a 3-0 game for Neshanic in the 2A championship. The last one, Armstrong running away with it, but scored, came back in the bottom of the sixth inning and scored seven runs.
It was 3-2 with one out, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. And then all of a sudden it wasn't. And that's what happens. That's what great teams do. And Armstrong winning their second WPIL title in 3 years. Julia Resnick, the EF shortstop, will lead it off. Snyder ready. The right-hander winds and deals. First pitch swinging, flared into center field, a base hit on the first pitch.
Resnick batting over 550 on the season. Just improves her average there. One pitch and she's on.
Shelby Telegdy, the pitcher to bat now. Runner has to stay on the base until the delivery. Fastball misses high to Telegdy.
Telegdy hitting the ball well herself. 569 to leader team.
Elizabeth Forward comes into the game averaging scoring 10.5, allowing less than a run a game. Ball crushed to left. It's out of here. Line drive home run to the batting cages in left center field. Shelby Telegdy just crushed it. 2-0. EF, two batters into the bottom of the first.
Hit that one right into the Elizabeth Forward fans, the sea of red out there in left field, and they're all celebrating. And I think some parents have grabbed that one already. That one not going into the dugout. The family giving some hugs out here in left field, and they've gathered that ball already.
Carly Sook up to bat now, but first a conference in the circle among all the infielders. off the bat, no doubt. And we've got great perspective here on balls hit that way. We get a measure of the trajectory and the fence and see that one very simply. First pitch to Sukup. Taken low for a ball.
It's Telegdy's sixth home run of the year. She's headed to Seton Hill.
Coach Bertinoli will have to face that. Flair at the second baseman, caught by Addie Hanna. First out of the inning. Soft liner, second baseman Hanna running toward Doobie. Once Doobie realized Hanna had it measured, she broke back for the bag just in case. Addie Niggett, the third baseman to stand in. Snyder's first pitch to Niggett is fouled off straight back. Two nothing, Elizabeth Forward here in the bottom of the first inning. Snyder ready to go. Change up, just kind of floats right down the middle, and the difference in speed there, there is no way for a batter to adjust for that. You're cranked up, ready to swing at a fastball, and you can't make that adjustment.
Well, and the best pitchers can hide it.
Ball beating the ground foul up the third baseline.
We had an opportunity to call some of the best softball players ever, you and I together, when the professional team was in Washington. And Kat Osterman, known for her amazing drop ball, it's because she would deliver it just like she's putting everything into a fastball, and you have no idea that thing was coming.
Marissa Snyder with the routine of pre-pitch. Pitch comes inside, and that hits Niggett. She never moved. Saw it coming and took it. Hit batter puts Niggett aboard. Going to bring up third baseman Berlin Hollebaugh. Single, two-run home run after a line out, now a hit batter. And EF. Chance to really jump on this here. Bunt shown, pitch taken for a ball. Ball goes toward the backstop. Wild pitch moves Niggett to second.
Yep, that one in the dirt. Reese can't get there. Reese making the move to catcher this season, by the way, had been the Hampton third baseman.
One ball, no strikes to Hollebaugh with a runner now at second. The 1-0 pitch fouled off to the backstop. Big thanks to folks here at PennWest California for really giving us not quite free reign to set up where we wanted, but once they told us where we couldn't go, we could go anywhere else.
They've been good to us.
Got that all figured out. Drop ball goes to the backstop. Wild pitch number two.
Another run sitting out there for Elizabeth Forward. Niggett goes to third.
Yeah, today we are in straight on center field, dead center. Tomorrow we won't be quite so dead on.
I know you want to move. We'll make it happen for tomorrow's three games.
Figure it out. Ball tapped foul to the backstop. Just haven't figured out which direction.
We'll figure it out.
We got the camera view on our left center camera that we love to have, that is the traditional Diamond Sports shot coming in over the right shoulder of the pitcher into the home plate area. Unobstructed view of the home plate. Ball fouled off once again. And we got cameras outside of first, outside of third, and one here dead center with us. brothers Bennett and Brett Gambita. Oh, what was that shot? I'm the geek-looking guy that's got two pair of glasses on. That'd be me. Oh, fouled off again. Yep. Have to do what you have to do, right? You have to be able to see, or you can't do this job. Good battling at bat here. Holabaugh stays alive. Snyder's pitch beating the ground. And it is a foul ball. Wasn't beat into the ground first of all. It apparently hit the batter's foot first. You know, everybody retreats. They get back to third, and the batter pulls the ball back in the box. Get this routine, pre-pitch routine from Snyder. Feet apart, a little wider than shoulder width. Whips the ball around, snaps it into the glove, toes the rubber, crouches down, and pitches to the plate, brings a fastball at the knees on the inner half. Holabaugh called out on strikes. Two outs in the inning.
Catching that inside corner.
And Julia Johnson comes on. Two runs in for Elizabeth Ford here in the bottom of the first. A runner at third. Holabaugh couldn't get a fair ball in play. First pitch misses low for ball one. Three WPIL championship games today. Three more coming your way tomorrow. Snyder gets called strike on the inside edge of the plate. We'll start tomorrow's coverage at 11:45 with the 1A. I'm sorry, 10:45.
Yeah, they moved that game up with the schedule change.
I knew that, and that's why some reason 11 came out. 10:45, Union and Chartiers, Houston. Swinging a foul tip back into the glove. 1-2 the count. We'll follow that up with Seneca Valley Norwin announced as a 1 o'clock start. There ain't no way. And then the final game of the six-game party. South Park and Mohawk listed as a 3:30 start, but this game was listed as a 4:30 start. Swing and a miss. Snyder comes back to strike out Holabaugh and Johnson and slam the door, but slam the pitch does Telegdi. The two-run home run has Elizabeth Ford in front at the end of one inning. We'll be back for the second here on the NFHS Network.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Top of the second, Hampton center fielder Jesse Lang will lead off.
Read a great article about Lang's first home run this season back on April 9th in a win versus Blackhawk. Head coach Katie Hederman, just in her second year, had no idea that that was her first ever home run. And she's usually a bunter, loves to bunt, good at bunting, and pulled one back and launched her first ever home run in April, and this is a great story.
Well, the home run that changed our middle game today came out of the nine spot. Madison Baker ripped one. Line shot to right field. Handled there by Madison Best. And I tell you, I don't envy her or the center fielder Hannah Evans at the moment, because any balls like that, if that ball stayed down enough that the line drive wasn't the problem, but if that ball had gotten up any higher, looking right into the sun.
It was partly cloudy this morning, but the clouds have really started to clear. Still some clouds out there, but
Cassie Vidic to bat now. Designated player. First pitch in for a called strike. Double and a walk after one out in the first for the Talbots. But strikeout, then a roller to first, now a line out to right. Since then, ground ball. Second baseman Olabaugh flips to Sukup. Two down.
Making easy work of it. Set a slide to her left a little bit. Underhand throw.
And if first baseman Sukup hadn't been playing in so deep, that's a roller to her. Yep. She's going to field that ball and take it herself. But because of how far in she was playing, the ball got by her, but plenty of time for Holabaugh to get to it. Marissa Snyder, last time out, drove in four runs in the semifinal win against Blackhawk. But two out, nobody on here in the top of the second. Talegdi misses wide. Brilliant sunshine here at Penn West, California. Some high white cirrus clouds. Ball tap foul up the third base or first base line.
Said earlier today, it looks like Toy Story. You know what I'm talking about? That blue background with white clouds.
I never saw the movie.
Oh, come on, Bob! My goodness.
I know, as much as I love Disney stuff, it's hard to fathom that I wouldn't have seen Toy Story.
Oh,
I didn't. Ball fouled off. I didn't.
Like, look off in the distance. I mean, it's just a perfect, beautiful blue. Look at that.
It's
Are you
beautiful.
Kidding me? That's Andy's bedroom right there.
Okay. I take your word for it. Ball fouled off again. I guess if we ever end these baseball and softball playoffs, I can, you know, take a weekend. Aren't there multiple of those? Maybe I'll have to binge the Toy Story.
There's four. They're working on number five.
See, I could binge Toy Story.
Oh, this is not the conversation I thought I'd be having on the air today.
Pitch misses outside to Snyder. 2-2 the count now. We'll be here all week. 2-2. Snyder rips it on the ground into the 5-6 hole. Resnick goes to her right and gets it. Throw to first in time, and Snyder trips over the first baseman. But the out recorded to end the inning. Talbot set down in order in the second. We played 1.5. It's Elizabeth Forward 2, Hampton nothing here on the NFHS Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning, bottom third of the EF batting order. 7-8-9 due up for the first time against Marissa Snyder. Neshanic winning its third straight 2A championship, beating Bentworth 3-0 in a dandy ball game. One that Addie Fry had really pretty good control of the entire time, allowed just three base hits. Armstrong rallies to beat Thomas Jefferson with a 7-run sixth inning. And now 2-0 EF in the lead, and the Warriors coming to the plate here in the second, looking to add to that. But the 7, 8, 9 hitter is going to have to be the ones to get it started. First pitch in for a called strike. That 7-run sixth, it was the bottom part of the batting order that got that started for Armstrong. Marissa Snyder rifles the ball into the glove. Now toes the rubber and deals and misses way up and out. Shelby Telegdi's line drive home run to open up the bottom of the first. Single and a home run. And that's the scoring recap for you. Pitch misses low to Olivia Grimm, the catcher. Talbot's wearing their royal blue jerseys and pants, gold numbers and letters. EF with the cardinal red pants and the black jerseys. Fly ball behind first, giving chase and running out of room right over top of our camera. Is that Eric there?
That is. He almost took that one off the noggin.
He didn't move. Eric didn't move.
Committed to the camera, man. Committed.
He could have got could have got hit right in a noggin. And he didn't move. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count to Olivia Grimm. Snyder deals in a dust storm, swing and a miss. 3 straight strikeouts for the right-hander. 2 to end the first and 1 to open the second.
Yeah, Snyder settling in after giving up that single, then the home run. Didn't end up hitting a batter, but 3 strikeouts since then.
Left fielder Simba to bat now for EF.
Snyder just a freshman, by the way.
You know, we've seen a lot of youth, and we're going to have great softball in the WPIL for years to come.
No doubt.
First pitch up and away to Aubriana Simba. Snyder crouches down, now delivers, ground ball to third. Michelli throw across the diamond diagonally in time. 2 down.
Nice job. Bobbled that one for a moment. See her here on the bobble. Scooped it right back up and gets the out at first.
And the 9-hitter, Hannah Evans, to the plate now. So Evans in the top of the first. She's the center fielder and was shaded way in and way over toward the left to center. And couldn't get the straightaway fly ball hit the center field. Track it down. And got the glove on it. The ball, when she hit the ground, the ball hopped right up out. Evans takes the first pitch for ball one. Snyder deals, ball skied behind first, and that's going to drift out of play a little further away from Eric Bennett. We don't have the Bennett boys tomorrow, I don't think.
We do not.
Brothers Bennett.
Put together a great crew here all year long.
One of them's commencing tomorrow, is that not right?
Their younger brother, actually.
Okay. The baby Bennett. Get him on the crew then. Pitch misses down and in to Hannah Evans. That's what they call it. Wind has decided to pick back up, though it has shifted around. It is now blowing in from center field. Was blowing out most of the day. 2-1 misses down and in, ball 3. Though I will say the blowing out was not an impact on any of the home runs that we've seen.
No way. They were.
They were all line drives.
Well hit.
No jet stream needed. And I don't think that wind blowing in would have changed them either. Comes the 3-1. One hopper. Third baseman Michelli across the diamond in time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Hampton defense. We played two. It's Elizabeth Forward 2, Hampton nothing here on the NFHS Network.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Hampton third inning, 9-1-2. Addie Hanna, second baseman, to lead that off. Going to be okay with me. Okay, very good. Hanna standing in against Shelby Telegdi. First pitch, strike called, outside edge. Two nothing. Elizabeth Forward with the lead. Two batters into the bottom of the first inning. Jumped in, out in front. Pitch misses outside for a ball. 1-1. Telegdi winds and deals. It's a called strike on the outside edge. 1-2. Storm in the infield. Oh my goodness. Just as Telegdi's delivering, the wind just stirs up all kind of dust. Fortunately for the fielders, that ball fouled off. I mean, try to find that ball coming through that. I didn't see it, Coach.
Yeah, you can hear the wind in our headsets all day.
Ball fouled off again, out of play. Count holds at 1-2. Couple of two-strike foul balls. Telegdi checks the wristband. The right-hander rocks and deals. Pitch outside, ball three. That went probably a softball width further out than the two strike calls that she got there. Count 2-2. Telegdi deals. Fouled off, straight back. I want to say about 8 years ago, the renovation here at Penn West, California, 8-10 years ago, with the new dugouts, the fencing protecting those dugouts. The solidifying of the backstop, swing and a miss. Good fastball from Telegdi. Belt high, said to Hanna, here it is. Hit it if you can. Third strikeout. First time through the batting order. One down here in the top of the third. The old backstop should be chain link fence, and you could get pipes causing bounces and caroms going different directions, but now the full width padding all the way around the backstop area.
Really is a great setup here at Lilly Field.
Charlotte Lom swings and misses the first pitch. The big green bird's back again.
Oh, the pirate parrot.
Pirate parrot's here. Bucko Brigade as well. 0-1 to Lom. Breaks wide of the plate. 1-1.
We've had some pierogies here throughout the day, too. I think they're still walking around.
They are. Just watch the camera.
We did have a pierogi knock us down at one point.
Ball and a strike. Lom takes a pitch just inside. 2-1. Wonder if he's going to come back. Which one was it?
I feel bad. I don't know.
Was it bacon?
Bacon, yeah.
Yeah. Line shot, getting up in the air and making a tremendous grab. Berlin Holabaugh, the second baseman, to snare that snow cone out.
Wow, great play by Holabaugh. Has to get the hops, leaves her feet, gets up, and just gets that one in the glove. Wow, what a play.
Two outs in the inning. Brooke Marjanovic comes to the plate and, well, get a little adjustment of the shift. Center fielder Evans not nearly as extended into right center. Still playing shallow, maybe not quite as much. But left fielder Simba is still right over on that left field line. She can't be 5 feet in fair territory.
Yeah, big gap in left center here.
0-1 taken high for a ball. 1-1 to count. Or check that, 2-0. My apologies, 2-0.
Marjanovic, by the way, talking to her future college head coach at La Roche. Jason Kern here today. Marjanovic headed there.
Pitch backs up over the heart of the plate for a called strike, 2-1.
She has the only hit of the day so far for Hampton.
Hit that double to straightaway center, in and out of the glove of center fielder Evans, laying out, trying to make a tremendous grab. Slap, pop up over toward the third base dugout. Great effort by third baseman Niggett to get there, but runs out of time. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and nobody on. Seven straight retired since the walk to Mackenzie Reese in the first, after that double by Marjanovic. Here comes the 2-2. Pulled on a line right at first baseman Sukup to end the inning. Couple of lineouts and a strikeout. And Hampton set down in order for the second straight inning. We've played 2.5. Your score, Elizabeth Forward 2, Hampton nothing, here on the NFHS Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Going to college for esports feels amazing. Growing up, it's something I never thought would happen. My family never thought it would happen. And then within 2.5 years, here I am.
He's actually a bad man whenever it comes to playing on the sticks. You know, he's going to be the first one that pursues this into an academic career.
Me getting an esports scholarship could show other students that it's possible for them too, as long as they put their mind to it and put some effort into it.
Go to the bottom of the third. We go to the top of the EF batting order. Keep those pierogies away from that center field camera.
They broke some pieces to it, too, by the way, when they knocked it over last game.
Julia Resnick to lead off. Singled and was aboard when Telegdy homered the game's only runs. Resnick takes a fastball up and away, ball one. Decision early yesterday morning to postpone the Wednesday softball championship games and move those three to Friday. It's been pretty well received. It did necessitate a schedule change, with Chartiers Houston having commencement tomorrow night. Their game needed to be pulled out of the middle of the triple header, and it will start the action tomorrow. The other thing is, because the WPIL Hall of Fame induction ceremonies are tomorrow. Ground ball sharply hit by Resnick off the glove of third baseman Michelli. Lom took a shot at it but couldn't get there. Base hit for Resnick, her second.
Hard hit ball towards third, and Michelli did everything she could to get there and gets a glove to it, knocks it down a little bit. But a good hard hit ball by Resnick.
Don't look now, but a leadoff single to open the inning, and look who's coming. Here comes Telegby. First pitch, a called strike, outside edge at the knees, fastball. 2-0 in favor of Elizabeth Forward, the one seed in this 1-2 matchup. Looks like Resnick. Does she want a new helmet? Is that get a different helmet? Must be her base running helmet. Telegdy puts down a bunt. It's a beauty. Pitcher out of the circle fields it. Telegdy with a sacrifice. He goes 1-3.
Good sacrifice bunt there. Almost beat out the throw.
Well, yeah, how about that? You blast a home run in the first, and you put down a sacrifice bunt in the third.
You got to do what you got to do.
Nobody's exempt from the bunt sign. Just ask Bobby Robertson. Lots of people aren't old enough to even have any idea who that is. Swing and a miss by Sukup. You know who Bobby Robertson was, right?
No, but I wasn't going to tell you that.
Oh, it's okay. Pirates first baseman, 71 World Series.
Okay.
Ball flared foul. Now 0-2. I think with Clemente and Stargell aboard, he's given the bunt sign and hits a three-run home run and gets to home plate, and Willie Stargell says to him, nice bunt. He said he couldn't remember ever being given the bunt sign. Didn't recognize it. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Sukup. Two outs here in the inning with Resnick at second, and the batter now is the cleanup hitter, Addy Niggott. All right, enough old man stories, huh?
Yeah.
Snyder winds and deals. Niggett takes a fastball outside for ball one. Boy, a huge run off the base is taken by Resnick. In some regards, daring Mackenzie Reese to backpick. But she's really far enough off. If she reads Reese backpicking right away, she can just go to third. Two balls and no strikes. Niggett hit by a pitch her first time up and stranded when the first inning ended. Two-oh up and away, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. A runner at second and two out. Pitch misses low. It's a four-pitch walk. Niggett has been put on twice on free bases, hit by a pitch and a walk. And now with two on and two out, Berlin Holabaugh comes to the plate, was called out on strikes her first time up. EF looking to add to its 2-0 lead. And Marissa Snyder and the Talbots defense trying to get out of this. Fastball way high. Catcher Reese, you can just tell she wants to throw to second so bad, and Resnick is going to go to third when it happens. 1-0 to the plate, swing and a miss. Good fastball that time. Snyder able to get it in the strike zone. I want to say thanks to a bunch of folks, coaches, statisticians for teams, our colleagues in the business helping out. Ball pop foul and going to get out of play. Got all kind of info from James Dotson and the Lawrence County Network, from Randy Gore and the North Allegheny Sports Network. Certainly appreciate their assistance as well. One ball, two strikes. Snyder deals to the plate. Pitch misses low. Count even at 2-2.
Yeah, Resnick keeps getting that big old jump off of second base, doesn't she?
And, of course, our Green Sports and WJPA Sports Network crews have been out and about since really the stretch drive of the regular season. 2-2 misses low to fill the count. And now the runners can go full tilt. And Resnick won't have to stop this time, other than avoiding running into an out. Three balls, two strikes. Snyder winds and deals to Holabaugh. Ball popped up into shallow center, and it's going to get down in front of Lang. RBI single for Holabaugh. It's 3-0 EF.
Well, we saw Resnick jump off the bag at second a couple of times, thinking she might even try to take third, and gets another good jump and uses her speed. A little flare here into right field, and she scores to make it 3-0.
And on the play, Niggett went first to third on the base hit. Two in the first, one here in the third. And Julia Johnson due up now. She struck out swinging to end the first inning. Plate umpire Robert Germano cleans off the plate while pitcher Snyder and catcher Reese have a chat. Runners at the corners. This Holabaugh run from first. Pitch to the plate. Taken inside for ball one. Well, the Talbots cannot let this get away here. And only two base runners and none since one out in the first. Ball popped up foul. Scramble for it. It's going to get out of play. Chased by Hannah and Doobie, but ran out of real estate. Ball and a strike. Two out, two on. And a run already in for EF, leading 3-0. And we mentioned to you the Warriors allow less than one run per game average on the season. Ball fouled off straight back, so think about what the Talbots are facing.
Got to get the bats out. You got to score runs to win, Bob. Doesn't matter if it's 1-0 or 3-0. You got to score runs to win.
Julia Johnson back in the batter's box. Count a ball and two strikes. Snyder brings the 1-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Side retired. But the Warriors get a run on two hits. Leave two aboard. We've played three. It's Elizabeth Forward 3, Hampton nothing, here on the NFHS Network. We will head to the fourth inning. Five strikeouts, by the way, for Snyder. Four hits in the game now for EF. Single homer in the first. Single walk, single here in the third inning, and putting the three runs across the pay station.
Well, while we have a moment, I want to give a shout-out to a good friend of mine, Bob. Great story out of the WPIL. Nicole Sleeth was her name back in the day. 2011 WPIL champion in the circle. Post-Gazette player of the year as a pitcher. She went to Robert
Morse.
What's
the last name?
Her name was Sleeth then. Goes to Robert Morse. NEC Pitcher of the Year 3 times. Tremendous job at Robert Moore. She graduates with a graduate degree, moves to North Carolina, gets a job, becomes a volunteer assistant at Duke. And she is now the pitching coach for the Duke Blue Devils, who just won the ACC championship and are playing today. In fact, they're probably on right now in the Women's College World Series. So a WPIL pitcher from 2011, won the championship then, is now coaching in the Women's College World Series. So just want to wish her luck.
If we ask her, will she say you know her?
Yeah, I was at her wedding, so yeah, she was at mine as well. Her name now, Nicole Schaefer. If you see her, if you're looking up Duke.
Very good.
And she's a new mama, too. She's still coaching softball and has another job on top of it.
Top of the fourth, Mackenzie Reese, the Hampton catcher, will lead off. Takes the first pitch outside for a ball. I always love to hear the stories of WPIO kids doing well, and that's certainly one of them. Ball ripped, shortstop, 2 steps to the right, lunge up in the air. Julia Resnick gets it in the glove. Another outstanding defensive play.
Yeah, both of the infielders at second and shortstop with great plays for Elizabeth Forward. Resnick there, Hollaball had one as well. A couple of gems.
Let me just back up to the first, the ball that Mirjanovic hit. If Evans sticks that landing and keeps that, we have 3 plays that got to look at as outstanding plays in this game already. We're in the fourth.
It's been great defensively. It's what Hampton usually prides itself on is its defense.
Caitlin Duby takes the first pitch for a ball. Swing and a miss.
Talbot's with just 1 hit in this one so far.
Three straight line drive outs off the Talbot's bats. Swing and a miss. Now Doobie in a 1-2 hole. Back at it tomorrow morning. Airtime 10:45 here on NFHS. Ball drops away from the batter. Doobie takes it for ball 2. Check the wristband with the codes to leg D deals. 2-2. Fouled off. Back to the backstop netting. Beautiful sunshiny day here, afternoon, now evening. Off-speed pitch called, strike 3, a ball, breaking ball, caught the corner before running away. 4th strikeout of the game. Eliza Michelli to bat now with 2 out and nobody on for the Talbots. First pitch misses wide. Fastball off the edge from Telegdi. Elizabeth Forward, 2019 WPIL champion, state semifinalist a year ago. Fastball up and away, ball 2. Went to the state finals in 2019, the year they won the WPIL. Lost in the championship game. Telegdi deals the 2-0 to the plate. Took a little something off and got the strike call on the outside edge.
Had their 1 loss about midway through the season again to 6A Hempfield. One of the top teams in the state that got upset in the WPIL bracket. Last year they were undefeated until the WPIL semis.
2-1 line drive. Finds the grass in right center field. 2-out single for Michelli. Second hit of the game for the Talbots.
Soft liner to the right side.
Jesse Lang comes to the plate now. Lang lined out to right field, her first time up. And activity coming out of the Hampton dugout.
See, head coach.
And we're going to get a runner at first.
And it's Katie Hederman, the coach there, making the change.
It will be Emily Malloy, the runner. She is a substitute. Lang ready to step in with a runner at first and two out here in the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss, the first pitch. We play seven innings by regulation. Hampton down a three spot at the moment. Fastball up and away, evens the count to Lang, 1-1.
Saw that shot of Hederman just a bit ago making that change. Familiar with this field, her second year at Hampton, but was a great softball player at Slippery Rock in her own right. PSAC West Player of the Year at one point.
Ball fouled off and out of play. Had a chance to chat with Kurtz Bertinoli here at Penn West, California, to ask about, you know, the status, and he said we're all trying to work through the joining of the three schools, Edinburgh, Clarion, and California, and how that's all going to shake out in terms of allocations and all of that stuff. A chance in the middle part of the previous decade, now almost 10 years ago, to go to the Division II Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City with the Vulcans. About the same time I went to Sioux Falls with the basketball team, women's basketball team, to win the national championship. That was a lot of fun, too. Pitch to the plate fouled off on a 3-2 pitch. Everybody will do it again. Malloy back to first. Three balls and two strikes.
Vulcans have some good athletes here at Penn West, California.
Three, two fouled off one more time. So, it's been a little quieter of late in terms of national prominence, but there for several years, the softball team and their national championships, the basketball team, men's basketball team winning a national title, women's basketball. Ball, fly ball into center and playing shallow and unable to make the catch. Hannah Evans looking directly into the sun. That was a perfectly hit ball to be a problem for the center fielder.
Yeah, that's a...
I don't care if you have glasses. You don't have glasses. You better have, like, a welding mask on to be able to find that ball.
The clouds have certainly cleared, and that sun starting to approach golden hour. Not quite there yet, but sun right in at center field.
And if we get a chance, get a look. When she comes back to center, let's see if we can't get a look at the angle going straight in and check out the shadow behind her, and you'll get a picture. I mean, look through the shadow, through the center fielder to home plate. And, I mean, she's just looking dead into the sun on that little flare. So runners at first and second.
I think our cameraman, Brett Gumby, they're going to grab this shot of the sun. You can see her holding her hand over top of her eyes.
And remember, she was playing to right center. So it was even more directly into the sun. Like, she's moving now right toward where she was when that ball was hit by Lang. Cassie Vittick to bat now with representing the potential tying run. Line shot knocked down by the second baseman, able to gather it, laying on the ground. Hola ball with another outstanding play. And that will end the inning on the 4-3 ground out. Couple of two-out base hits, but two runners left the board. We've played 3.5. Your score, Elizabeth Forward 3, Hampton nothing on the NFHS Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hey, conductor, how about something new? You played this last year.
Come on, get your head out of your sacks.
We're trying to hear.
Well, I'm sick and tired of hearing your kid play the wrong notes.
Where's my kid's solo?
At least you can see your kid. Why is my kid stuck way in the back?
The conductor only plays his favorite.
Woo! My kid heard that solo!
You see my kid?
Yeah,
come
yeah!
Come on!
EF with a 3-0 lead. Olivia Grimm, the catcher, will lead off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Grimm struck out swinging her first time up. Four hits in the game for EF, two of them by the leadoff batter Resnick, one by Telegdy, the home run in the first, and Holabaugh with a base hit in the third. Tapper foul. First pitch. You having problems with the sun there, partner?
I am, yeah.
That's why I'm standing up. No balls and a strike. Marissa Snyder deals. Ball hit in the air to right. Knocking the ball and not able to get it is Mirjanovic. Base hit for Olivia Grimm. And exact same situation. Ball coming right out of the sun. Sinking line drive.
That's a good solid hit, though, by Grimm. Pokes it the opposite way. That's a hard play for the right fielder, Mirjanovic, to try to get to it.
Get a courtesy runner at first. Once the dust dies down, we'll be able to tell you who it is. Madison Patton, the courtesy runner.
Oh, look at there. Is that our bourbon guy? Or bacon? Bacon guy.
Bourbon guy?
Yeah, sorry. Bacon.
I know we've been here a while today, but
we have
easy
been here.
Now.
Sorry, we have been here. Bacon. Bacon.
Easy now. Bunt shown, chopped at, and foul by Simba. That, again, I'd just like to point out was Nate Rigotti.
It's the bacon pierogi. I'm sorry.
Though that other thing might be a hot seller. No balls and a strike to Simba. Pitch taken low for a ball, 1-1. Oh, my. I appreciate your interest in guarding the camera from said pierogi, but.
He is the one who knocked it down.
1-1 up and away, ball two. 3-0, Elizabeth Forward leading as try to regain composure here in the broadcast booth. Plate umpire holding up action now, asking Simba to get back in the box. Two balls, one strike. Snyder crouches, rocks, and deals to the plate. Bunt shown. Bunt put back right to the pitcher, second baseman covering back pick, and just back onto the bag at second was Pat. The sacrifice goes 1-4.
Runner in scoring position now, though, for Elizabeth Forward, trying to add on to this 3-0 lead.
Hannah Evans to the plate now. Grounded out to third, her first time up. Back-to-back ground balls handled by Michelli. It ended the second inning. Line shot in the right center, going to get down. Rounding third is Patton. Right fielder coming up, throwing. Marjanovic throw, not in time. RBI from the nine spot. Hannah Evans makes it a 4-0 lead.
Good solid piece of hitting. Had Patton standing on second. That one goes the opposite way, right through the right side of the infield. 4-0 Warriors.
Six hits in the game now for EF, a 4-0 lead, and we go back to the top of the order. This is the fourth inning and the third time that the one-hitter Julia Resnick will bat. Snyder's first pitch, Resnick takes for a called strike. Runner at first and one out, a run in for the EF Warriors. Snyder brings the 0-1. Resnick takes that low for a ball, evens the count at 1-1. Charlotte Lom gone in. Said something to Snyder. Ready to go. 1-1 pitch. Laced into right field, and that gets by everybody to the wall. Rounding second, heading for third, and now going home is Evans. And into third with an RBI triple is Resnick.
Right through the gap on the right side. Third hit of the day for Julia Resnick.
Telegdi comes to the plate now at 5-0.
Three hits this inning that have gone the opposite way for the Elizabeth Forward batters.
Trip to the circle, talk things over. Hampton Talbot's trying to put down this as the lead has gone to 5-0 now.
Hatterman out there talking to her team in the circle in her first year. Took over for Ron Fidel, who coached Hampton for 23 years. Hederman has her own training facility in Hampton. She was a natural fit to take over the softball team. Runs a group called Home Plate and was working with some of these young women, training them at her facility. And easy pick for the school district to hire her to be the head coach.
You know, with the triple by Resnick to get into third with only one out, a lot of things that could happen to bring her home now. Well, two runs across here in this inning. Two in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth, and only one out coming to the heart of the order. Telegdi, who homered in the first, was asked to bunt in that third inning. Swings at the first pitch and hammers it to right center. That gets down, one hops the fence. Telegdi heading for second, and she'll pull in with a stand-up RBI double. It's 6-0.
One landed on the warning track out here in right field to right center in the power alley. All the way back to the fence in front of the scoreboard.
Carly Suk up to bat now.
Telegdi with three RBIs in the game now.
Going to be Samantha Malik to run, courtesy runner for the pitcher. Carly Suk up to bat now.
Three runs and four hits in the inning for Elizabeth Forward.
About Telegdi, she's allowed three hits in the game. Has a home run, a double, three RBI, ball flared foul, and Sukup stays alive. Second baseman Hannah gave it a good run, just couldn't get to it. Yeah. Telegdi with home run and a double, six total bases, a run scored, three runs driven in. Six nothing, EF in front with still only one out in this inning. Pitch misses high for a ball.
And the only out was a sacrifice.
Snyder deals to the plate. Pitch bounces into the home plate area. 2-1 the count. Carly Sukup lined out and struck out in her two at-bats in the game.
Look how deep Jesse Lang in center field's playing here with Sukup at the plate.
2-1. Misses high, ball three. Single, sacrifice, RBI single, RBI triple, RBI double. And 3-0 became 6 in just 5 batters. Sukup takes high and away for ball 4. Runners at first and second. Second walk allowed by Snyder.
Big inning here for the Warriors. Keeps on going, still with just one out.
Two on, one out, three runs across. Bottom of the fourth, Addie Niggett swings and misses. She is coming to the plate for the third time, but does not have an official at-bat. Hit by a pitch in the first and walked in the third.
Niggett with a 5.61 average.
Niggett takes low for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Two batters into the bottom of the first. EF had taken the lead, and the Warriors have not looked back. Added a run in the third. Three across so far here in the fourth. And the run rule margin in high school is 10. Well, fly ball to left center. That's going to find grass and get down. Play back to the infield by left fielder Ibenson. And the bases are loaded. Because of the fly ball nature of the hit, runners had to hold. So that's why Malik could not come around to score. So it just goes station to station.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Malik was holding there at second, waiting for that fly ball to be caught. But it just drops. And that's in left center. That's a hard ball to be caught. Again, still looking at the sun. We're going to have a...
A pitching change. Indeed, yep.
He's watching the Elizabeth forward Warriors run off the bases.
Snyder, 3 1/3 innings of work. So far, charged with 6 runs all earned. Also responsible for all 3 runners aboard. 9 hits given up. Couple of walks and a hit batter. Struck out 5 in the game.
This will be the designated player, Cassie Vidic, also a freshman. So Vidic now in the circle.
Vidic comes on here in the bottom of the fourth with one out, and the base is loaded.
Vidic has thrown 29 1/3 innings this year, allowing 35 runs on 55 hits. She struck out 28, walked 13.
Olabaugh with an RBI single her last time up, comes to the plate with the bases loaded and only one out. Three runs already across for Elizabeth Ford, and a chance really to break this absolutely wide open, perhaps lead to a run rule situation. Pitch in the dirt, nicely handled by catcher Reese. Malik, the courtesy runner for Telegdi at third. Suk up at second. Niggett on at first. Five hits in the inning already. Vidic winds and deals. 1-0 in the dirt as well. That ball got the bare hand of catcher Reese. She's going to come out shaking that bare hand.
That ball came, the way it came off the backstop towards the plate up the third baseline. Everybody retreats back.
And Hederman out, going to, Coach Hederman going to talk with catcher Reese. She blocked that fastball in the dirt with the bare hand.
See her flexing that hand as well.
Yeah, we hear Michael McHenry on Pirates broadcast talking about catchers getting wide to block pitches in the dirt, whatever you can do to knock it down. And well, that's what Reese did and probably saved a run by doing so. And that ball got the meat hand. And he's going to stay in and go.
Base is still loaded for Elizabeth Forward. Still just the one out in the inning. Three runs on five hits here in the bottom of the fourth for the Warriors.
Coach Hederman talking with Germano, the home plate umpire, looking at a lineup card. And now the conversation going, shifting to the EF coaches.
I think it's still a 2-0 count here. Olabaugh.
It is indeed. Vidic has thrown two pitches in the dirt.
Watch out for the wires.
Comes the 2-0. Ball hit solidly to right. And lying out to make a great catch is the right fielder, Mirjanovic. Throw to the infield. One run in on the tag. The throw to third to try to get the runner there. The ball gets away. You get a sack fly for Olabaugh on the tremendous play in right field. That gets Malik to the plate on the sack fly. And Sukup takes third on that same fly ball and scores on an error. And now runner at second. And five runs in the inning. And it's now 8-0. We'll have to check on where to charge that error. Get a look at that play again, who made the throw into third, into the runner. It was not Mirjanovic. She got the ball back, I think, to one of the middle infielders, but I don't know if we'll find that, but Niggett is on at second. Julia Johnson hits a ground ball. Shortstop backs up. Long fields it. Throws to first. Side retired. Nine batters to the plate for Elizabeth Forward. And the Warriors score five runs on five hits. There was an error and one left on. We go to the fifth. Your score now, Elizabeth Forward 8, Hampton nothing here on the NFHS Network.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
High school sports fans, relive your favorite moments. Just click the shopping cart below the video player to get your digital copy today.
We go to the top of the fifth. Marissa Snyder to lead off as the dust storm envelops the left side of the infield nearly completely. Ball hit up the middle. Diving stop by the second baseman. Throw to first, not in time. Marissa Snyder leads off the fifth with a base hit. That'll bring up the nine-hitter, Addie Hanna. Just a note, we've determined the throw into third that got away that allowed Sukup to score was an E2.
Just the third hit of the game for Hampton here.
Talbot's down 8-0. Hanna struck out in her only at-bat. Shows bunt, puts it down. Well fielded. Pitcher throws to first. Back pick throw, and just the tag missed there at second base. And just getting back in safely with Snyder. The swipe tag just missed the helmet. If it had hit the helmet, it would have been an out. You see the play to first, the back pick throw, and the swipe just missed the helmet.
Right over top of it. Good dive back in there by Snyder.
Been a couple of interesting swipe tag plays that we had today. One was a swipe tag at a player who wasn't there. You'll recall that was a throw from the catcher to try to get a runner at first, and the runner was so far off, realized they were in trouble,
yeah.
And they took off on the throw, and the fielder went to swipe down to the bag, and then there was nobody to tag. Ground ball to third. Throw back to second, and back in safely. Fielder's choice. Niggett didn't go across the diamond, throws instead to try to get Snyder out at second, so Charlotte Lom aboard with the fielder's choice. A first and second with one out to Brooke Marjanovic.
I get the look back there. I mean, trying to go to second, but I think you're up 8-0 with one out already. Get the short out at first.
Well, and the ball hit solidly, I mean, quickly. It wasn't a slow-developing play. Ball bunted up the third baseline, foul. You know, with the 8-run lead, get the out. It's a longer throw, but it's a higher percentage because you got the ball so quickly. A one out, runners at first and second for Hampton, trying to get on the board and chew into this 8-0 deficit. Ball is bunted up the third baseline, foul. The deficit was 2-1. It was 3-3. And then all of a sudden, a 5-run fourth inning with 5 hits in the frame for Elizabeth Forward. Warriors now, I have 9 hits in the ballgame. 0-2, slapper foul, finds the screen in front of the third base dugout. Marjanovic seeing about half of the shift that she saw earlier in the game. That half is the left fielder Simba hugging the left field line. Ground ball pulled to the right side. Second baseman flipped to first, and the out there. The runners advance 60 feet. 2 down now. Holabaugh realizing she has one play. Got it out of the glove quickly. Snyder to third, Lom to second. And now Mackenzie Reese will try to take the zero off the top line of the score. Reese takes a pitch low for ball one. Walk and a line out and a circle on the line out. The ball to shortstop that Resnick was able to get up and get. Pitch outside, ball two to Mackenzie Reese. First base is open, so for EF, walk doesn't kill you. Reese takes a breaking ball for a called strike. 2-1. Snyder led off with a single to second on a sacrifice bunt. Lom hit a ground ball to third that Niggett tried to get an out at second. Fielder's choice put their two runners safely aboard, and then Marjanovic with the ground out to second. The runners moving up 60 feet. Now swing and a miss evens the count at 2-2. Shelby Telegdi. It's the call from the dugout. Right-hander winds and deals. Ball stroked to left and over the left fielder, Simba. She'll chase it to the base of the fence. A two-run double for Mackenzie Reese. It's 8-2.
Absolutely ripped to left field. That was a line drive over Simba's head. Hampton not going down without a fight. Still lots of ball game left. Two runs across. Still a six-run game.
Batter now is Caitlin Doobie. Two out, two-run double for Mackenzie Reese. She's now on at second behind the pitcher Telegdi. Timeout granted to Doobie. Felt that Telegdi took too long, and then Telegdi walks off on her. First pitch in for a called strike. Talbot's trying to rally here in the top of the fifth. Got a couple across. Boy, how big is that five-run bottom of the fourth now? It was 3-0 when we went there. And then the five-run inning started us talking about run rule situations. But the Talbots plate two here in the top of the frame. Two balls and a strike now. Boy, the fielder's choice is huge as well. That EF didn't get an out on that play. Two balls, two strikes. If you go back there, the inning would have ended on the next batter if everything holds.
Reese had two strikes when she stroked that double, too.
Doobie has struck out twice today against Telegdi. And make it three, swing and a miss to put down the uprising. But not before the Talbots come up with two runs on two hits, leave a runner aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Your scorer, Elizabeth Forward 8, Hampton 2, here on the NFHS Network.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
And the Pittsburgh Pirates Bucko Brigade pierogi race.
Something happened to Cheese Chester. He tripped over here in left field. He didn't make it over here. But Potato Pete with the three-peat. They ran this three times today, all three games. Potato Pete's won all three. He's not the guy who knocked over our camera today, though, so it's okay.
All right. Yeah, that was not who you said it was. It was Bacon.
Bacon, yeah. But what's his – Bacon what? What's it like?
Bert.
Bacon Burt. Okay. Bacon Burt. You know, there used to just be four, and it was a lot simpler to manage all of them. Now they got all these other ones.
I don't know. I go to watch the baseball games, you know. Bottom part of the batting order for EF, same place they started the fourth inning. Batted around, nine batters to the plate in the frame. Olivia Grimm singled and scored in the fourth. She'll lead off here in the fifth. Second inning of work. Ground ball ripped into left field. Cassie Vidic working her second inning relief of the starter Snyder. Two hits in the game now for Olivia Grimm, the EF catcher, and courtesy runner coming.
See if this will be Patton again.
Eight-two advantage, six-run lead for the Warriors. And now that Hampton has had five full at-bats, I will say run rule now is in effect if it should get to the margin. In essence, if EF would score four times here in this frame, it would end the game. But Hampton wanting nothing to do with that. Pitch nicely backpicked by Mackenzie Reese. A backhand pick of that pitch. It was well wide of the mark. Simba, 0-for-1 plus a sacrifice. Vidic winds and deals. Bunt shown. Pitch taken low. Ball two. Leadoff single for Grimm. Her courtesy runner Patton is on at first. Eight hitter up. And twice in this plate appearance, Harry Rutherford has asked for the bunt from the eight hitter. 2-0. Taken for a called strike. Bunt shown again, but bat pulled back. Right back at it tomorrow morning, 10:45 airtime ahead of the Chartiers-Houston Union 1A matchup. We'll get Seneca Valley-Norwin in the middle. Ground ball, the third baseline, foul. And then we'll finish up the Softball Championship Festival here at Penn West, California with the 3A title game, South Park and Mohawk. That was supposed to be the first game. Ends up being the last game.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Just going to say that. Right call, though. Definitely the right call to move yesterday's games. There's not a cloud in the sky now, by the way. Wind has died down. It's beautiful out here.
2-2 to Simba. Line shot into right center. Gets down. Base hit. Corner to corner. Hustling double for Simba. Runners at second and third and nobody out.
Yeah, you said base hit. She rounded first. She didn't even think about it. She was going for second.
Well, that perfect placement again. I mean, you could not draw out a ruler and hit that halfway in between the two any better than what that yep. line shot just did. So second and third to the nine-hitter Evans. 1-for-2 today. A single and a run scored in that fourth inning. Ground ball past the pitcher into center field. It's going to score two. Hannah Evans with three RBI today. And just like that, it's 10-2, Elizabeth Forward. And back to the top of the order, Julia Resnick comes to the plate. Two singles and a triple. She represents the game-ending run. The golden run, the WPIL championship run. With nobody out and a runner at first, the Warriors have taken it back to the top of the batting order.
Three straight hits at the bottom, three in the lineup. You can't ask for much more.
Resnick takes a fastball high and away.
And now you go to the top two. Five hits between the top two. In Resnick and Telegdy today already.
12 hits in the game for EF. Batting in the fifth inning. Warriors up 10-2. That pitch in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes.
Resnick had that nice triple in the fourth to go along with a pair of singles.
Yeah, Resnick and Telegdy have combined for the cycle. Single home run, single triple double. Pitch off the edge of the plate, 3-0 the count now.
And this is Resnick at the plate for the fourth time in five innings.
Yeah, you know things are going well offensively when you're able to do that, when you've gone three full times through the batting order without getting to an out in the fifth. Resnick takes 3-0, ball four. Runners at first and second, and nobody out. First walk allowed by Cassie Vidic. And now Shelby Telegdy comes to the plate. Two-run home run in the first. RBI double when a run scored in the fourth. Sacrifice bunt in between. Fly ball to left. Plenty of room for Ibenson. She'll make the catch and get the ball back in quickly. One out.
Good contact there by Telegdy, just right at Kara Ibenson.
Carly Sukup comes to the plate looking for her first hit of the day. There's a line out, a strikeout, and a walk. It scored a run on an errant throw on the sack fly ball hit by Holabaugh. Runners at first and second, one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Two runs in, line shot. And it's a foul ball, just wide of first, foul ball.
Everybody clapping and screaming. I don't think they've realized that it's a foul ball yet.
And home plate umpire Robert Germano went right up with the two hands.
Yes, he did.
Runners will return. No balls and a strike to Carly Sukup. Vidic back on the pitching rubber, winds and deals. Change up. Lays right over the heart of the plate. Strike two. The D1 crews that call the conference tournaments, the regionals, super regionals, and then we'll call the former All-American pitcher, they call that the beautiful pitch. That changeup that drops right in. Ground ball to short. Lom throws to second for one. The relay to first not in time. Middle runner retired. That's Resnick on the 6-4 force play. Suk up aboard on the fielder's choice. And now Addie Niggett comes to the plate. No, Evans to third on the fielder's choice. Addie Niggett, one for one, also hit by a pitch and a walk in today's game. Picks a fastball outside, ball one. Obviously power, or she wouldn't be in the four spot.
Went 3-for-3 in the semis.
Yeah, drove in a couple of runs, had a double in the semifinal win. 1-0, that changeup hangs out over the plate. I'll tell you what, you got to have a lot of guts to throw that pitch to a power hitter. Just float that in there, and the speed differential, you know, a little more here with Vidic than what we saw earlier between the fastball and that changeup. Niggett pops one up, fouling out of play. You know, you like the, you know, speed differential, but it can't be so much of a differential that the batter can react to it, can reload. One ball and two strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning, Niggett takes high for a ball, 2-2. A ball to the gap could end the game. Evans on at third, Sukup at first. 8-run lead for the Elizabeth Forward Warriors. Vidic winds and deals. Ball hit in the air to left center field. Coming on is the center fielder laying out, making the grab. Jesse Lang gets it in the glove and sticks the landing to end the inning. But not before EF gets two runs on three consecutive hits. Two runners left the board in that fifth inning. We go to the sixth. Your score now, Elizabeth Forward 10, Hampton 2, here on the NFHS Network.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Middle part of the batting order due up for Hampton once we figure out what buttons to push here. We'll figure it out.
Triple header, man. It's been a long day.
Six more days and we will have been here a week.
You're so good at math. Excited for tomorrow's triple header, though.
Eliza Michelli to lead off the Hampton sixth. 10-2 is the count. Talbot's got two in the top of the fifth, but gave those up in the bottom of the frame. Three batters in. Single, double, single, and the two that they had worked hard to get went right back the other way. First pitch fouled off by Michelli. One for two. Single and a ground out. Pitch on the outside edge of the plate. 0-2 the count. Big cleansing deep breath taken by Michelli and now back into the batter's box. Shelby Telegdi has allowed five hits on the afternoon. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number six. Jessie Lang to come to the plate now. She also one for two on the day. Line out to right. And a single in that fourth inning. Back-to-back two-out base hits for Michelli and Lang. To leg D ready. Lang gets in the batter's box. First pitch to the plate. Tails wide. Ball one.
No one has scored more than two runs against Elizabeth Forward since March 23rd in Orlando. Who, by the way, was Avonworth. Go all the way to Orlando to play Avonworth.
Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike.
That was the beginning of the season, a 6-4 win for Elizabeth Forward. But since then, they have not allowed more than two runs in a game. And they've done it just twice since the beginning of the year.
Avonworth was the one seed in the 3A bracket. Ground ball sharply hit the second, but handled, thrown to first by Holabaugh to soak up two outs in the inning. And now Cassie Vidic to bat. She's 0 for 2. Let's back to that note about Avonworth. They were the one seed in the 3A bracket, upset by Mohawk in the semis, then lost to Ligonier Valley in the 3-4 game. Both qualified, but that 3A bracket, top four made the semis, and one and two played for third, and 3-4 played for first. First pitch off the mark for a ball to Vidic. And the 1-0 is like unto it, wide of the mark. Talegdi really handled things pretty quietly through the first 13 batters. Four hits in the 13 ever since. Roller to second base. Trouble with that by Holabaugh, but gets it corralled in the short flip to first baseman Sukup to end the inning. Three times today, Vidic has grounded out to second. We played 5.5. The score, Elizabeth Forward 10, Hampton 2 on the NFHS Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. 5, 6, 7 hitters due up for Elizabeth Forward. Situation, two runs here for the Warriors would end the game. If not, we'll go to the seventh. The bottom part of the batting order would bat for Hampton, but the Talbots got to get, cannot allow two runs to come across here in this frame. Berlin Holabaugh leads off, swings at the first pitch and fouls it off.
Love the Elizabeth Forward fan shirts, the legacy of excellence, listing all of their section championships over the last decade, really even more than that on the shirt. But tremendous Elizabeth Forward team over the last several years, a whole program.
Waiting on a breaking ball, little slice shot to right, just slides outside the line, foul, 0-2.
EF has not missed the playoffs since 2011.
That's what my little cheat sheet tells me. Did not qualify in 10 and 11. O-2, ground ball, shortstop. Resnick gloves, throws to first. And check that. My apologies. That was not Resnick at short. That was Lom at short. Throw to first in time for the first out. Julia Johnson to bat now.
Only player that has not reached base is Johnson for the Warriors.
Johnson struck out a couple of times and grounded to short. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Just another note about the excellence. Mentioned, go all the way back to 2011, last time the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. Only one first-round exit in the ensuing years. Got to the quarterfinals or beyond every year with the exception of 2015, lost in the first round. Ball and a strike on Johnson. Third inning of relief for Cassie Vidic. 2-1 now.
Sun now casting some tall shadows on the field.
Yeah, the left side, third baseman, shortstop, all completely in shadows, clear out to the second base bag. Changeup drops in for a called strike, 2-2. Pitching circle about half and half. Home plate area still in the sunshine. First and second baseman in the sunshine, but Brooke Marjanovic still staring dead into it. Pitch misses outside, and you know what? Line drives right now to right would be just absolutely brutal. Just brutal. Three balls, two strikes to Julia Johnson, trying to become erase that little nugget, and she does. Ground ball right up the middle into center field, base hit, and she is no longer the only EF player to not reach base. Now she says, here, Carly Sukup, you can be the only player without a hit now. Shot right back through the circle. Olivia Grimm to bat. 2 for 3. Hits in her last two bats. Sophia Pasinski in the game. So she becomes the designated player running at first base. Freshman gets into the WPIL championship game. Grimm awaits the first pitch. Swings and misses at a ball down in the dirt. So Pasinski, the runner at first with one out. Boy, this bottom part of the order, second and third times through, has just been money. 5 for 5 plus a sacrifice in the bottom three spots. Ground ball. Flip to second, going to get the out. Pasinski just avoided a tag, and second baseman Hannah flipped the ball to Lom. Bang, bang, play at second.
Good play at second.
Yeah. Split second ahead of the runner. On the right call. On the replay, Jerry Jones. So Grimm aboard on the fielder's choice. And Madison Patton, the courtesy runner, takes over. 10-2 lead for Elizabeth Forward. They can cash in the runner at first and the batter. They would end the game. If not, we go to the top of the seventh. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Talbots in a last gasp. Simba the batter takes a pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Bentworth playing in the championship game today for the first time ever. Came up short. Ball ripped by Simba. Her second straight hit. Single to left. Two hits in the inning. And now 14 hits in the ball game for EF. And now Hannah Evans to bat. Two on and two out here in the bottom of the sixth. Evans hits a fly ball to right. Coming in, making the grab is Mirjanovic to end the inning. No runs, two hits, two left on. We go to the seventh. Your score, Elizabeth Forward 10, Hampton 2 on the NFHS Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Go to the seventh. It'll be Snyder, Hannah, and Lom to try to extend the ball game, but the need is great, and the time is short. Hampton needs 8 runs before 3 outs. It's never a good situation to be in to need more runs than you have outs to work with. Mentioned Bentworth here for the first time. 3-0 loss to Neshannock. And now Hampton in the WPIL championship game for the first time and on the wrong end of a 10-2 count. First pitch swinging. Base hit by Marissa Snyder. Second straight hit of the afternoon. And as I said earlier, every rally starts somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Snyder, sharp single to center. That'll bring up Addie Hanna. Had a sacrifice last time up, but the Talbots are not really in a sacrifice capable situation. They can't give up outs. If you're EF, you'll trade an out for a run all inning long. I think we may be getting a pinch hitter now. Believe the name Eden Warren. Do not have a 16 on our team provided roster, so we'll go with Eden Warren. How about that?
Don't have anybody named Eden on the roster.
Or Warren. First pitch wide for ball one. Or number 16. We're batting 1,000 there. Ball and a strike to Eden Warren. Swing and a miss. Or we could leave the name off and she would be the most traded player in the history of sports, the player to be named later. 1-2. Back picket first and back in safely. And Snyder just scrambles back in safely. We're down 10-2 in your last inning. You cannot get picked off. 2-2 the count. Telegdi's pitch to the plate. Fouled off, out of play.
Hey, by the way, it is Eden Lawrence.
Lawrence, thank
not
you.
Not Warren, Eden Lawrence. She was on the official lineup card, but not on the official submitted roster.
So the player has been named later. It is Eden Lawrence. And our thank you for getting that. Pitch misses down and in to fill the count. 3-2. Three-two pitch to the plate. Ground ball foul wide of third. We really do. We go through a bunch of steps trying to get everything and make sure we're not missing somebody. And our apologies to Eden Lawrence and her family. But we did go through all the right steps, but just didn't have that one. And this is our second Hampton broadcast in the playoffs. And Lawrence fouls one down the right field line, stays up in the air, and is going to be caught by Brooke Marjanovic. Check that. I did that again. Thank you. By Madison Best. Fly out right at the right field foul line. One out here in the inning. Charlotte Lom as we get back to the top of the batting order. The leg D deals at the knees. Called strike. Leadoff single for Snyder. She's still at first, one out later. Long at bat there for Lawrence. Pitch in the dirt, taken by Long. Go for three in today's game. Long in the semifinals. He's on base all four times in that run rule victory against Blackhawk. Two balls and a strike. Walk, hit by a pitch, solo home run, and a single. The Talbots need a bunch of that. 2-1 grounder back to the circle. Telegdy throws to the shortstop and a safe call at second base. An awkward throw, an awkward footwork at second. Looked like she caught the ball, foot, you know, bang, bang there at second. The ruling was safe. Oh, how are you going to rule that there, Mr. Rigotti?
Fielder's choice.
Okay, so 2-1 out. Mirjanovic the batter. Top of the seventh inning, Hampton down 8. One out to Mirjanovic, takes low, ball 2. And again, early in the game, the shift was that the center fielder was in left center and very close. The left fielder, Simba, was about 5 feet off the left field line and close. Mirjanovic now tries to pull a bunt up the first base line and hit that ball hard and pulls it foul. 2-1 the count. The shift at this point is only involving the left fielder, Simba. At least the directional shift. Center fielder Evans is still very shallow against the two hitter. Mirjanovic 1-for-3. One out double in the first inning. Takes a pitch low. Got 3 balls and a strike. Three balls, 1 strike. The EF right-hander delivers. Ball slapped to right. And running into foul territory, making the fly ball catch is Simba. 2 down.
Warriors and out away.
And now Mackenzie Reese, whose 2-run double plated the only markers on the board for Hampton, comes to the plate now with 2-1 and 2 out. In the top of the seventh inning with the WPIL championship on the line. First pitch to Reese. This is wide for ball 1. One Reese takes a big cut, fouls it off, out of play. Just the way the day has gone. This is actually the first time all day I've been able to get a good, clear look at the screen. One change up. This is high. A couple of times today we've seen that pitch float in for a strike, but Telegdy couldn't get it to drop soon enough. 2-1 to count. Right-hander deals to the plate. Reese rips it on the ground. Foul. Hello. Yes, the answer is that microphone is still working.
It's right there.
Right onto the roll-up tube for the tarp that might be the MVP of the day, by the way. The tarp.
Absolutely.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on and 2 out. Reese fouls another pitch off. And home plate umpire Robert Germano needs a couple of softballs. Warriors hope he only needed one, but he got a couple just in case. The Talbots hope he needs a bunch. 2 on, 2 out, top of the seventh inning. Shelby Telegdy gets the sign, and the right-hander brings the 2-2. Tapper, third baseman. Niggett throw across, and the out call. And the inning and the game in the books. The out call of Mackenzie Reese at first ends the game. No runs, a hit. 2 left on for the Talbots, and Elizabeth Forward wins their second WPIL championship 2019 and now 2024. We'll recap it for you when we come back. Your final score, Elizabeth Forward 10, Hampton 2 on the NFHS Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit. Awards presentations taking place for WPIL runner-up Hampton, and then we'll get the Elizabeth Forward Warriors. Nate Rigotti has gone to the playing surface, and hopefully we'll get a chance to quickly chat with our player of the game. And, Nate is on the move. And if we're ready, let's do that right now.
Here with our CCBC player of the game, Shelby Telegdy. Shelby, the Elizabeth Forward Warriors have gotten close in your career. You're a senior now. What's it mean to finally win a championship?
It means so much. Like, we've worked so hard for this for so many years, and it finally happened. It's the greatest feeling in the world.
How'd it feel to hit that big homer in that first inning?
It felt great. The momentum just went up, and everyone just started feeding off that, and it got...
What's it going to take to win a state title? You got to make a run now in the state playoffs.
Yeah, just keep the same energy, keep hitting the ball, and we'll be fine.
What's working for you in the circle?
My changeup was pretty good. My curveball was okay. My rise ball was pretty good.
You enjoy playing with these young women. They were hitting the ball today well with you.
Yeah, I love every single one of them. They all work hard, and just their drive is crazy.
Player of the game, Shelby Telegdy. Go get your medal, Shelby. Congratulations. Bob, back to you.
Thank you very much, Nate, and appreciate your work throughout the day today. Let's go back and get you a scoring recap. Bottom of the first inning, Julia Resnick with a single, and Telegdy with a line drive home run into the batting cage netting in left center field. The Warriors had a 2-0 lead. They would add another run in the third. Leadoff single for Resnick. Sacrifice to second by Telegdy. Goes home run in the first. Sacrifice bunt in the third. And strikeout, a walk to Addie Niggett. And then Berlin Holabaugh with a base hit to drive in Resnick to make it 3-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth. And EF sent 9 batters to the plate. Leadoff single for Olivia Graham. Gave way to a courtesy runner, Madison Patton. Simba with a sacrifice bunt to move the runner to second. RBI single for Hannah Evans. First of 2 run scoring hits for Evans. That drove in Patton. Resnick with an RBI triple. Telegdy with an RBI double. With a walk, and then Niggett with a base hit to load the bases. Sack fly by Holabaugh and an errant throw trying to get the second runner going into third. And Sukup scores on that error. 5 runs across in the inning, and EF had taken control of the game, leading 8-0 at that point. Hampton's only runs came in the top of the fifth. Marissa Snyder with a leadoff single, sacrificed to second, went to third, stayed at the second when Charlotte Lom hit a ground ball to third. Fielder's choice, both runners were safe as they tried to backpick the runner second at second. So both safe ground ball by Mirjanovic moved the two runners up, and then Mackenzie Rhys with a double to drive in both to make it 8-2 at that point. But the Warriors got those two runs back very quickly. Bottom of the fifth inning, leadoff single for Grimm. Patton ran for her. Double for Simba. Runners at second and third, and Hannah Evans with a two-run single to set the final score. Check the pitching numbers, the game totals, and wrap the day up when we come back here at the 4A WPIL softball championship game. Elizabeth Forward, a winner. We'll get you the numbers here on the NFHS Network.
The innocence of youth. Is there anything any better? But soon they'll be in high school and facing all the same challenges you faced. How to make friends. How to fit in. How to be cool. We want our children to have everything they'll need to live fulfilling and productive lives. Make sure the kids in your family are among the more than 12 million participants in America who take part in high school sports or activities.
Your totals in the ball game, and just one correction on the graphic that you have there. EF error-free softball here this afternoon. But the Warriors, 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 8 runners left on. Hampton, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 7 left on. Shelby Telegdi, the starter, gets the victory. 7 innings, 2 runs, both earned. Gave up 6 hits. Did not give up a lot of free bases. One walk in the first inning, the only free pass issued by Telegdi this afternoon. The loss goes to the Hampton starter, Marissa Snyder, charged with 8 runs, 7 earned in 3 and a third innings of work. Charged with 9 hits, a couple of walks, a hit batter, and 5 strikeouts. Cassie Vidic worked the final couple of innings. Elizabeth Forward on to the state playoffs and will host the District 3 third place finisher here in the WPIL on Monday. That'll be either Big Spring or Northern Lebanon. For Hampton, it's on the road to take on the Bellefonte St. Mary's winner. That is the sub-regional districts 6, 8, and 10. Bellefonte and St. Mary's playing this afternoon, and that winner will host Hampton coming up next week on Monday. And those brackets, We hope to be getting word on each of those here in the very, very near time frame. Today's game on the NFHS Network has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, and by Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Halfway through the WPIL Softball Championships, your 2A winner, Neshanic, 3-0 over Bentworth. Armstrong takes the 5A title, beating Thomas Jefferson 9-3. And the 4A championship goes to the 1-seed Elizabeth Forward Warriors, 10-2 win over the Hampton Talbots. Our thanks to head coaches Katie Hederman and Harry Rutherford, the WPIL Softball Committee and Chair Scott Moore, and to the entire crew here at Penn West, California. From our partner Nate Rigotti, floor director Jason Tennant, with Eric Bennett, Brandon Bennett, and Brett Gombito on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 4A Softball Championship, your final score, Elizabeth Forward 10, Hampton 2. This has been a presentation of the NFHS Network.